Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With Cheryl and El Cajon. Hey, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Kick Tammy out of here, please.
Get out of here, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Cheryl, I got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tam, we're going to give you $100 of her hard-earned money from her San Diego County Credit Union checking account, SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Cheryl, Coming to America was a huge hit in 1988, and 30 years later, it's announced there's going to be a sequel. And the star of that movie, who also played Donkey, the Nutty Professor, and a Beverly Hills cop, is in it. Name him.
Eddie Murphy.
Tim Tebow is engaged. The Heisman Trophy winner got engaged to Miss Universe 2017 Demi Lee Nell Peters last week and presented her with an internally flawless solitaire diamond engagement ring. So, let's play the high-low game. The ring is worth $2.3 million. Is that too high or too low?
I'm going to say too high.
In a new study, doctors say that lovemaking is actually better for you than chicken soup for the common cold and flu. What is the famous self-help book series with chicken soup in the title?
Oh, chicken soup is good for the soul?
Liev Schreiber says as he gets older, it's harder to film certain scenes in this Showtime series that he starred in since 2013. Name it.
Oh, I don't even know who that is. That's bad. Walking Dead.
The cast for the second season of Big Brother Celebrity Edition is finally here, and fans will definitely recognize the famous house guests. But just in case you can't, let me help. Actor Jonathan Bennett's name might not ring a bell, but the name of the character he played in the classic Mean Girls will. After all, he ended up with Katie, Lindsay Lohan's character, after dumping Regina George. What was his character's name in Mean Girls?
Oh my God, I don't even know. Nick.
Let's get Tam back in. Oh, Tammy! Cheryl, are you preparing for the storm of 2019?
Always.
All right. Tammy, Cheryl did 2 out of 5 today.
All right, nice job.
Oh. Horrible.
Coming to America, a huge hit in 1988, and for some reason, 30 years later, announced there's going to be a sequel. And the star of that movie, who also played Donkey, the Nutty Professor, and a Beverly Hills cop, is on board. Name him.
That's Eddie Murphy.
I wonder why. I wonder if the entire cast is going to be back. Is Arsenio going to be back?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I know the guy who played the owner of the hamburger place, McDougal's. He said he hasn't been approached yet, and he's hoping... he's
the legendary
hoping that,
actor from Good Times.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was still alive. That's awesome. All right, Cheryl knew that. It's 1-1. Tim Tebow is engaged. The Heisman Trophy winner got engaged to Miss Universe 2017, Demi Lee Nell Peters, last week, and presented her with an internally flawless solitaire diamond engagement ring. So, let's play the high-low game. The ring is worth $2.3 million. Is that too high or too low?
I don't see Tim Tebow spending that much money. He seems a little too down to earth, believe it or not. So I'm going to say that's too high.
It is too high. It's still worth $1 million, so he's not that down to earth. Cheryl also went with too high. It's 2-2. In a new study, doctors say that lovemaking is actually better for you than chicken soup for the common cold and flu.
It depends on who you talk to. Some people out there might say, I'd rather have my chicken soup.
What is the famous self-help book series with chicken soup in the title?
That's Chicken Soup for the Soul.
That is Chicken Soup for the Soul. Cheryl kind of got there but didn't get the entire name right, so it's 3-2 Tammy. Liev Schreiber says as he gets older, it's harder to film certain scenes in this Showtime series that he starred in since 2013. Name it.
Why can't I think of it? I see him. Let's go back to that last question. I can't come up with it.
Favorite show ever right now, Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan.
Season finale last night. Don't tell me. I didn't watch it.
Okay.
What? And by the way, Cheryl couldn't come up with it either, so it's 3-2 still Tammy. And finally, the cast for the second season of Big Brother Celebrity Edition is finally here. And fans will definitely recognize the famous house guests. But just in case you don't, let me help. Actor Jonathan Bennett's name might not ring a bell, but the name of the character he played in the classic Mean Girls will. After all, he ended up with Katie, Lindsay Lohan's character, after dumping Regina George. What was his name in Mean Girls?
I just finally, honest, this is true. It was on last week, and
you've
I saw
never
the last.
It before, then?
I've only seen like little bits and pieces of it. I've never seen the movie full, and this time I still didn't. I only saw the second half. But it's Aaron something. Aaron.
Yeah, I'm going to give you that. Aaron is right. Okay. Aaron Samuels is his name.
By the way, that's the Cupcake Wars guy. I didn't make that connection till just now.
What?
The guy that you just talked about, Jonathan Bennett, he's the host of Cupcake Wars.
So he went from one of the most iconic movies in the 2000s to the host of Cupcake Wars?
Do not knock Cupcake Wars.
I actually watched that, too.
Yes, okay.
All right, Aaron is right. Good call, Tam. And that means today Tammy wins by a score of 4-2. You don't get Tammy's money, but you do get a good prize for playing, Cheryl.
Yes, you do. You have a pair of tickets to Coastal Country Jam featuring Tim McGraw, Jake Owen, and more. It happens April 6th in Huntington State Beach.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
That's really awesome. Enjoy that, Cheryl. Before you leave, though, I've got this for you.
Hi, I'm Cheryl in El Cajon, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.